Okay, so last time we were talking about the rainbow, we mentioned the fascinating halacha that you are not allowed. You're allowed to look at the rainbow, get slight enjoyment out of it, but you're not allowed to stare at the rainbow for long periods of time. And we said that there was a little bit of a debate between whether you should tell your friend or not. And today, one of the reasons, right, we talked about telling your friend, they might stare at it. The other reason is because, you know, the rainbow, even though it's a sign of not cursing the world, but it reminds us of when the world was cursed. So another reason. So girls, there's one more thing on this I neglected to say yesterday. The Gemara in Chagiga writes that if you stare at the rainbow, your eyesight will get worse. So I'm not sure of the signs of this, but this is what the Gemara in Chagiga says, and therefore it's quoted by the Poskim. So besides not staring at it because you're looking at the Shechina, because it represents Hashem, you're also not staring at it. It hurts your eyes also if you do that, according to the Gemara. The next thing I want to get to is if you open your Rambams to Perek Yud, okay? Perek Yud. Elchos Brachos Perek Yud. Let me find it myself. I'm missing it. Perek Yud. My bookmark went away. Second. There we go. Okay. So, okay. Perek Yud Halacha Yud.
Have you stared at too many rainbows?
Perek Yud Halacha Yud. Perek Yud Halacha Yud. So it says like this. We're going to read about four lines in where it says, three or four lines in where it says, Haroeh Kivrei Yisrael. Okay? So if you go and you see a kever, you go to a graveyard, you see a grave. Now, this is for happens a lot, especially if you're in Israel. I guess for a lot of people, when they go to Israel, they take them to see, and also in America, we have Kivrei Tzadikim. So when you go to see the graves of Tzadikim, or for any other reason, to visit a graveyard, there is a bracha that you make when you go to the graveyard, and it's this. Okay, Roa Kivrei Yisrael Mevarech. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Yatzar Eschem Badin V'Zana Eschem Badin V'Chokel Eschem Badin V'Chia Eschem Badin V'Mis Eschem Badin V'Asir L'Hakeim Eschem L'Chai Olam Haba B'Din. And then Baruch Ata Hashem Mechai Yemesim. The bracha basically says that God basically, with judgment, kept you alive, gave you food. He brought you through life. Died bedin, and in the future you will come up again bedin. You know, tchias amesim. So it's really a bracha about God doing tchias amesim, because as we see, we end just like in Shemona Esrei, mechaye hamesim. So this is the bracha when you visit a graveyard, cemetery, or you see graves. So what halachas actually apply here? When does this halacha apply? So first of all, like many things we talked about with mountains and lakes and all these other things, it's only once every 30 days. If someone, let's say, went to visit the grave of such and such tzaddik or somebody else, and then they go to a cemetery within 30 days, they do not say the bracha again. But if you haven't been in a cemetery for at least 30 days, this is a required bracha, according to everybody. So what does it mean within 30 days? So there's actually an interesting debate. Does it have to be the same graveyard, same graves, or any grave, any graveyard, any cemetery? Meaning, let's say I go to a new one within 30 days. Can I say this bracha again? So many of the Ashkenazi poskim seem to follow the opinion that to be strict, to not make the bracha, even if you're changing where you're going, right? You went from this Rebbe cemetery to the next Rebbe cemetery. You're not going to break, you know, on the same day, you're not making a new bracha. But there are poskim that say that if it is a new cemetery, then you can. And Rav Avad Yosef in the Tshuva Svardim actually writes that he a different cemetery, you can make the bracha again. So there are some in the Sephardi world, it's a little less, it is more common to say the bracha again for a new cemetery. In the Ashkenazi world, a little less common. But again, it's a little matter of debate. How many kvarim do you have to see? So there are a lot of poskim that claim you need to see at least two. So if there's only one, let's say somebody is buried in the middle of nowhere, you have one grave. So according to most poskim, you do not make this bracha. This bracha is only if you see, because it's in plural. So therefore, you need to have at least two graves somewhere within the proximity of each other. They don't have to be exactly next to each other, but in order to be able to make this bracha. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that you have to actually see, the tombstone is not good enough. You actually have to see the dirt. There are some poskim that say even if you're driving, as long as you see the dirt, it's fine. Most people don't do that until they enter the cemetery or they're near a grave. But the idea is that you have to be able to see the grave itself. An interesting thing is, even though this bracha sounds like something called Siddiq HaDin, where we talk about why God was righteous in terms of, we say at cemeteries, God was righteous in terms of this person, what happened with this person. And you cannot say that on Shabbos. This bracha can be said on Shabbos. For some reason, you're visiting a cemetery on Shabbos, you can make this bracha. So that's the first thing I wanted to talk about today. Second thing, actually. Now we're going to go backwards again. There we go. To Halacha Chet. Okay, Halacha Chet. Berachos HaGomel. Okay, Berachos HaGomel is a fascinating topic. It's also a fascinating question when and how much it applies to women. So we're going to have to get to that over time. If I don't finish it today, for the seniors, I apologize. You can listen to it later. But the idea goes like this. So it says, Arba Tzrichim Lahodos. There are four people, Halacha Ches. There are four people that need to thank God. Say Berachos HaGomel. Okay. Who are they? Chole Shenisrape. A sick person who was healed. Okay. We'll get to what level that is a little bit later. So a sick person that was healed. V'chavish hayotzei mibeis ha'isurim. Somebody who gets out of prison. V'yordei. No, I mean, we did not do this one so far. We didn't do this here. And yet, we didn't go over this halacha. At least I don't think we did. V'yordei hayam kishialu. When people cross the sea, which is what we connect to airplanes. We'll get to that later. Okay. Yordei hayam that came out. If you went down to the sea, if you don't know this, in the old days, a lot of people went out to sea. They didn't come back. So when somebody came back from going out to sea, they would say, Berachos HaGomel. Hoche drachim kisheyagiu liyishuv. Hoche drachim, when they get to a settled place, usually we say, according to the poskim, it's mentioned, this is like traveling through a desert where there's no people around. That's what the desert means. And you get to the safe place afterwards. So in halacha, they will poskim talk about, if you can't remember this, they have the mnemonic, they say, use the word chayim. Ches is for chola, yud is for yam, right? Also for Yisuri, you're in jail, and mem is for midbar. So that's how you remember the four, is from the word chayim. So the question, there are a lot of major questions that follow within Berachos HaGomel. And again, there's a question, which we'll get to next time in terms of women and things like that. In terms of flying in a plane. So there was a question, is a plane considered to be like any of these? So Rav Moshe Feinstein thought that an airplane is just like the case of the boat in the sea. Why? Because if the boat disappears, what happens to you? You die. In all the other three, you're okay. But if the boat disappears, meaning, if the boat disappears, you're gone. The boat is protecting your life. And he said the same thing by an airplane. So Ramosha, when the airplane disappears, you're no longer alive. That's it. You're done. There's no chance. So therefore, Moshe Feinstein was of the opinion that even if people fly anywhere for any amount of time, they need to say Berachos HaGomel. The more standard opinion, which you've probably learned at some point, according to many poskim, is that you only say Berachos HaGomel if you cross what? Like an ocean, a sea, right? Because of the fact that it fits in literally, like the boat, meaning it has to be that you're crossing water. Because otherwise it's not part of the takana. So Ramosha felt that you could do it even if you cross over land. If you fly from New York, right, to Minnesota. Some lakes in between. But you fly over, you fly to some place and you're just flying over land, you still make the bracha. According to most poskim, you kind of only make the bracha if you cross water. Again, we'll get to the women's connection to this one. Yeah. I would guess, yeah. I would assume, yeah, it would fit into a lot of these. So, yeah. Excellent question. So, yeah, Sarah. What was that? No, you're walking through the poskim Gemara. It talks about like you're walking through a desert. There's nobody around. It's dangerous. There's no food, whatever. And you end up in a safe place afterwards. So you would make that bracha of Berachos HaGomel. We use the term midbar, but it's basically going through a desolate place. Right? Okay. So girls, how sick does a person have to be to say Berachos HaGomel? Okay. How sick does a person have to be to say Berachos HaGomel? The one case. What happens in terms of somebody being sick? So first of all, there is no doubt, no matter what opinions about Berachos HaGomel for women there are, that a woman who has just given birth has a requirement of some way to say Berachos HaGomel. The question is, who says it? So does she say it? Does the husband say it? So we're going to get to different opinions. We're going to get to that later. But if someone who's regularly sick, in general, what did they mean? So for Ashkenazim, the person has to be on the level of chole sheyesh bo sakana. They have to be in the level of danger. Physical harm that they're worried is dangerous, meaning that they reached a level that they thought it was possible they could die. And therefore, that's why they're saying Berachos HaGomel, kept them alive. For Svardim, it could be less. It could be somebody who was very sick, very ill, stuck in bed. They can also say Berachos HaGomel just for that. It doesn't have to be that they're literally deathly ill. So that's just in terms of Svardim in general. Okay. Yeah, Lana.
If someone was sick and then they get better and they can't speak anymore, like they lost their voice,
did they get better?
No, like they got better, but like an outcome was like they can't speak anymore. Can someone else make the bracha for them?
Yeah, you can. We'll talk about that. Yeah, because we're going to talk about that the next time. Yeah, because like, you're doing it through a shliach.
Also, like, let's say someone they can speak, but it's not going to be for like a month. Like, are they supposed to wait for the month?
So all good questions. So hopefully we'll cover it when we get to this the next time.
We don't have another one.
Gabby.
We don't have a next time. Oh, my God.
It's going to be on Wayu Torah. There we go. So, Gabby, yeah.